This is Radio Kate at the Royal Festival Hall in London, and I've just been to see the Video Game Heroes concert put on by the London Philharmonic Orchestra. And we have seen, goodness me, about... Oh, can I add them all up from this list? It was 15 in the second half and about 8 in the first, which makes a grand total of 23, I believe, if my mathematics is decent enough at this stage of the evening. 23 different orchestral versions of classic video game tunes. I say classic. I'm actually not that much of a gamer, so I have enlisted the help of Ethan, who does... take these kind of things a little bit. So you're actually taking time off, aren't you, to play a game?
I am actually taking time off, yes, to play a game when it comes out.
Time off work to play a computer. What computer game is that? Did they play the theme for you this evening?
They didn't. Disappointingly, it was on the bill, but it wasn't there. Call of Duty Modern Warfare, the next one.
So let me get this straight. You're taking time off your paid job to play a computer game. Is that right?
Essentially, yes, that's right.
Why would you do that?
Because I don't want small children in America to have better weapons than me. Which they do anyway, but that's in real life. But in the computer game, I don't want to be out-weaponed by an American child.
Okay, so I'm actually, as I said, I only recognise about 1, 2, 3 of these tunes. So that would be Super Mario Brothers, obviously. Angry Birds, because, yeah, you know, I've got a smartphone. You can't help, you know, long journeys on the train to get to work. You can't help playing Angry Birds. And also Tetris. I mean, legendary Tetris. They did a great version of that. Pizzicato Strings. Brilliant.
It was indeed brilliant. It was one of the best renditions of Tetris I've ever heard by an orchestra.
To be honest, I think they probably had more members of the orchestra than that game had pixels. Well, that's probably not technically correct. Maybe kilobits. So I counted at least 95 people on that stage tonight, which is kind of impressive. And they played some amazing songs. I mean, as I say, I'm not a computer game fanatic, but this music is actually surprisingly dramatic, kind of cinematic. At some points I was kind of dreaming up visions of Pirates of the Caribbean, or, you know, those sort of sweeping strings and the horn section. So, I mean, which of these, I mean, there's a whole load of tunes here. Which of these games have you played, and how do you think that the music they played this evening compared to the games when you're sitting in front of your little console at home?
I think the music was brilliant this evening. I must admit there were points in this evening when I was thinking, if only my life could have a theme tune, it would be many of those. Certainly the music from Splinter Cell and the 007 Bloodstone were amazingly good. Final Fantasy, always good. And I loved it. I can't wait to buy their CD.
There is actually an album coming out. I heard that they were kind of doing this in a bit of a hurry because they had a few weeks to put this concert on and record a CD. But Andrew Skeet, the conductor, has done a fantastic job, and he was there putting his life and soul into conducting these pieces. So, I mean, like, if the London Philharmonic were on hire when the latest Call of Duty game came out, would you sort of hire them to come and, like, play along in your sitting room?
Unfortunately not, because I wouldn't want them to see me in my pants, but yeah, definitely.
You really are a classic gamer.
I am, yes. But no, very, very good. I would hire them, yes.
I actually, when they were playing the Angry Birds theme, I was slightly disappointed, because I sort of wanted the London Voices, who are the 12-piece choir at the back there, to be doing the bird squawking noises, or perhaps just throwing stuffed toy Angry Birds at us, but they didn't do that. But despite that, the music was amazing, and like I said, I don't know, actually, like, a lot higher quality sort of music than I would maybe expect. I mean, some of the composers here, I mean, Hans Zimmer and Michael Nyman, both famous film composers, like, they've won awards. I kind of didn't expect them to be composing music for, as I would say it, computer games.
I think if you haven't played the games, then you've definitely missed out on some of the scores, because they are fantastic. It's what really, you know, well, I suppose it doesn't sell the games. The games sell the games, but the music really makes it worth buying them.
Okay, so as a complete novice gamer, I mean, you know, okay, so Tetris, Angry Birds, can cope with that. What would be a good sort of entry-level game, musically and... what would you call it, gamatically, for me to have a go at?
I would say wait till November the 8th, Kate, to get yourself a copy of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, and I will quite happily thrash you at it. I mean, show you how to play it.
Okay, you probably would thrash me, because I'm not entirely sure that the boss's audio boo would let me have the time off to play and weapon myself up or whatever it is. Well, I'm really not exactly down with the kids anymore, am I? I mean, the last game console I have is a Sega Mega Drive. That's how slightly out. Sorry, it's kitsch. That's cool these days, right? I could probably sell that in like Portobello Market and get several hundred pounds for it. But in the meantime, Video Game Heroes. And you can actually hear clips of some of the music that the London Philharmonic Orchestra were playing by checking out audioboo.fm/LP Orchestra. Or if not, just follow the @audioboo stream on Twitter and I will point you in the general direction of that music.